Say It With Flowers, written by Wandering Jedi Historian and read by Flower Parish. This is a Star Wars The Clone Wars fic, rated for general audiences, featuring the relationship Pawns/Fives/Echo. This is part 5 of the Right Here on the Ocean Floor series. Pons loved his shop. Flowers and plants from across the known seas were beautiful things, and he wanted to spread the love of them. Pons had hired his cousin Gree as soon as he opened the shop. Gree was responsible for finding and sourcing new plants and flowers for them to sell. It fit well with Gree's constant desire to research and learn. Their other cousin Fox, being an event planner, meant enough work got directed Pons's way that he needed to hire additional help. The plans to post Help Wanted ads got a bit derailed when he injured his arm. It meant he had needed to ask his brothers for help around the shop, as Gree was on a scouting trip to a potential supplier several cities away at the time. Pons hadn't expected it to bring two absolutely adorable mermen into his life, though he supposed Rex was owed a little bit of credit for that. Rex showed up one day to help, with his friends Fives and Echo in tow. They were cute, easily flustered, and very into Pons very quickly. He'd liked to think the fluorescent crop top he wore that day played a bit of a role. The sweet things were fascinated by it. By the end of the day, Echo had accepted a job at the shop. A laugh from the other side of the room pulled Pons from his musings. Echo had plopped a flower crown on Gree's head. "No, not that one," Pons called. "Those greens are too close to his tail. Go for a pretty contrast." "Traitor," Gree cried. Pons sent back an innocent smile. Yes, Echo taking a job at the shop had been a fantastic thing. The little bell chimed, and Fives swam in the newly opened curtain. "Fivica, you're here just in time to give your opinion on Gree's flower crown," Pons teased. Gree groaned. "No, no more flower crowns today." Fives snorted. "Bold words from the man with bacon hair," he said. Gree squawked indignantly. "You have no room to talk, goatee," he fired back. Echo and Pons exchanged amused looks. "Now, now," Pons soothed. "We need to make sure we're heading the right direction with these. I'd hate to disappoint Obi-Wan. Don't you want everything to be perfect for Cody and Obi-Wan's wedding?" Echo laughed. "Funny how you worry more about disappointing Obi-Wan than your brother," he said. Pons waved a dismissive hand. "I love my brother, but he has the artistic sense of a guppy, and I might just be insulting guppies by saying so," he declared. "Fortunately, Obi-Wan has far better taste." The others snickered at that. "Should I go pick up some snacks from next door? It looks like this could be a while," Fives said. Gree gestured towards the back room. "I have a ton of form work to go through, so I could go for a snack," he admitted. "And Echo and I have plenty to do to finish these crowns and start on the other arrangements, so yes, please, dear," Pons said with a smile. He swam over and kissed Fives' cheek before heading over to the table with the rest of the flowers for the wedding. Not to be outdone, Echo kissed Fives' other cheek before getting back to work. If Fives' smile was a bit dopey, no one could blame him. He loved his work as a Guardian Scout, but it did mean he was away for several weeks at a time. He missed his partners while he was gone and appreciated all the affection and love they showered him with during his weeks at home. With a little wave at both of them, he headed next door, determined to come back with sufficient drinks and snacks to see them through the process. "I think that's the last of it," Pons said with a tired smile a few hours later. Fives stared at the arrangements and crowns all around. "Please tell me you're sure it's all of them," he begged. There was a reason he didn't work at the shop, and he was beyond ready to be done. "Even if we aren't," Echo soothed, "we got through enough we can call it a day." Fives sighed in relief. "Dinner?" he asked. He looked over at the long, decimated snack pile. "It is entirely possible I ate too many seaweed crunch wraps," Pons admitted, "but food still sounds good." Echo laughed and bumped Pons' shoulder. "That's usually Fives' line," he teased. Fives rolled his eyes fondly, but couldn't protest. It was true. Look, if food isn't one of the best parts of life, you're doing it wrong, he declared. That earned snickers all around. They bustled about putting away their tools and unused supplies before pulling Gree away from the formwork and sending him home. It will all still be there in the morning, Pons said, as he patted Gree's shoulder. The other Murr sighed. That's the problem, he lamented. But I think you're right. Time to call it a day. He bid the trio goodnight and headed for home. I was promised food, Echo stated with a playful smirk. Do you want dinner or dinner? Fives teased. A little swish, and Echo twined his tail around Fives's. Why can't it be both? He asked. Pons slipped his arm through Echo's. Let's start with the first one and see if the second one is on the table after, he suggested. Echo kissed his cheek. Pretty but sensible, he said. Knew there was a reason we liked you. Pons preened. Damn right I'm pretty. His fluorescent pink crop top said so. The end.